Municipal code requires that each tax year, Anchorage property owners be notified no later than January 15th of their latest valuation. Yesterday, at the mayor's weekly press conference, Municipal Assessor Marty McGee said those green valuation cards are going out this Friday. His office will also post the same information on the assessor's website located within the municipality's muni.org. McGee described the process the city uses to determine the valuation appearing on the card.
We base all the values on real market data in the local community. So it's based on sales, rents, occupancy, cost of construction locally. Now, those are also issues we would discuss with any property owner if they disagree with the value. We'll present them our basis of where we set the value and talk to them.
McGee noted that Alaska is a non-disclosure state, and so sometimes there is information his office does not have when setting the valuation.
That can result in an adjustment to the value. The most common reason for us to adjust the value has to do with the description of the property. So we really encourage people to review the description, which is available on our website, before they talk to us. And if that's not accurate, that's the first line of communication.
This year's Anchorage valuation pattern matches the previous 3 years and reflects continued relatively flat growth. The average increase for both residential and commercial properties is less than 1% over 2011. The municipality lists Anchorage's overall real property value for 2012 at just under $29 billion. Of that, about $20 billion is residential, the remainder commercial. If property owners are not satisfied with their valuation, they have until February 13th to file an appeal. Mayor Dan Sullivan explained the deposit process.
When you do appeal, you do have to put down the $100 deposit, but you get the $100 deposit back whether you win or lose your appeal. In the old days, you had to win to get it back, but Chris Burt sponsored an ordinance several years ago that basically, as long as you participate in the process, you get your deposit back.
The municipality's reason for demanding participation is because before a deposit became required in 2003, filed appeals were in the thousands, but only a fraction of those property owners actually appeared at the hearings.
The staff has to prepare a case on every appeal, and when there were several thousand appeals, about 90% of the people would never show up for the appeal hearing, so they would do all this staff work for nothing.
McGee says over 90% of the deposits are returned and the number of appeals has dropped dramatically.
Now we have less than 700 appeals annually. Most of those are resolved in an informal way through people contacting my office and talking to them about why they disagree with the value. So we encourage that. It's been a huge reduction in the cost of all the citizens to administer the assessment process.
The assessor advises property owners who disagree with their 2012 valuation to call or stop by the assessor's office at City Hall. The actual tax bills based on the 2012 valuations will be sent out by May 15th after the Anchorage Assembly sets this year's mill rate. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.